This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a remarkable advance in cancer treatment, scientists destroyed 99% of cancer cells in the lab with vibrating molecules. The remarkable new way to destroy cancer cells involves stimulating aminocyanine molecules with near-infrared light, causing them to vibrate in synchronicity enough to break apart the membranes of cancer cells. Basically, shaking or vibrating the cells breaks the cancer cells apart. Aminocyanine molecules are already used in bioimaging as synthetic dyes. Commonly used in low doses to detect cancer, they stay stable in water and are very good at attaching themselves to the outside of cells. The research team said the new approach is a marked improvement over another kind of cancer-killing molecular machine called Feringa-type motors, which also break the structures of problematic cells. Chemist James Tour from Rice University said, "It's a whole new generation of molecular machines that we call molecular jackhammers. They are more than 1 million times faster in their mechanical motion than the former Feringa-type motors, and they can be activated with near-infrared light rather than visible light. The use of near-infrared light is important because it enables scientists to get deeper into the body. Cancer in bones and organs could potentially be treated without needing surgery to get to the cancer growth. In tests on cancer cells in the lab, the molecular jackhammer scored a 99% hit rate at destroying cancer cells. The approach was also tested on mice with melanoma tumors, and half the animals became cancer-free. Scientists say that this is also the kind of straightforward biomechanical technique that cancer cells would find it hard to evolve some sort of blockade against. Next, the researchers are looking at other types of molecules that can be used in a similar fashion. A wolf-killed cow elk carcass was hauled off the Gardner Public School football field on April 12th, just one of the unusual incidents that comes with having Yellowstone National Park as a neighbor to the small gateway town. Wildlife that live in and around the national park often wander through Gardner, and a wolf pack hunted, killed, and ate part of a cow elk on the school football field last week. School principal Jim Baldwin posted a photo on Facebook of a park ranger standing over the picked over elk carcass as it was being loaded onto a truck. Removal of the carcass kept other scavengers from gathering. The 8-mile wolf pack was credited with the nighttime kill, leaving the site just before dawn. It's the largest wolf pack in Yellowstone National Park and the surrounding area, featuring 6 adult wolves and 15 yearlings. Having wolves so close to humans can come with concerns, but this wolf pack, a park spokesperson said, exhibited natural, wary, and wild wolf behavior by traveling quickly away from the carcass, which was mostly consumed, and they returned to the park. It's common for wildlife to move through and adjacent to the Gardner community, given its location at the doorstep of a national park. It's common for elk, bison, and pronghorn to be at the school grounds, less so bears and wolves. It's very rare that we document wolves within the town's developed footprint over the last 28 years. Very seldom, if ever, does park staff need to deal with bears and bison on school grounds. The Gardner School serves about 60 students from kindergarten through high school with a staff of about 20. The school's mascot is the Bruins. The town of Gardner, population 700, sits on Yellowstone's northern border and is split by the Yellowstone River. Gardner is at the north entrance to Yellowstone National Park and provides access to the park's headquarters at nearby Mammoth Hot Springs, Wyoming. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.